Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Vov Omet Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're getting a brand new Simon Tof Reish Lamed Beis, which deals with the halachos of Pasul Eschach, Dvarim Hapos LeBeschach, things that will make the Eschach not kosher. And we're again in the middle of the Daf already with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Eschach Pasul, if you have non-kosher Eschach, the Mishneh Berurah reminds us that we learned what is considered kosher Eschach and non-kosher Eschach previously, Ein L'El in Simon, Tof Reish Chav Tes, Mahu Nikwa Eschach Pasul in the Mishneh Berurah here, Sivkot Nalef, he tells us, reminds us that over there we learn that Eschach has to be something that is growing from the ground, that is not Makabel Tumah, and there were a lot of other dinim as well. So if you have definitely Pasul Eschach, for example, you have metal boards, you have something that is not considered kosher eschach. So this will ruin your sukkah, even though the rest of the sukkah has kosher eschach, it will be posel b'emsa b'arboa tvachim. If you have going across the entire sukkah from one end to the other end, let's say you have three walls of a sukkah, and it goes, you have a east wall, a west wall, and a south wall, and the posel eschach goes across from the southern side across to what would be the northern side, that empty open wall, and now it splits your sukkah into two, and you basically now have two non-kosher sukkahs, because each side only has two walls. So this pasul eschach essentially splits your sukkah. If it's more than four or more tvachim, a pasul eschach essentially splits your sukkah. However, aval pachos mi'arba'ah, if it's less than four tvachim, again, we're using arba'ah here, it's masculine, so it must be talking about tvachim. If it's less than four tvachim, ksherah, if it is a kosher sukkah, umut lishon tachtav, and even the area where you have this non-kosher eschach, which is less than four tvachim, one can sleep under it. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, as I did, I got it from the Mishneh Berurah, hainu, shaholech shir arba'ah tvachim al pnei kol ha-sukkah. It goes across the entire sukkah. Again, you have a wall on the east, you have a wall on the west, have a wall in the south, that's all you need, three or four walls for the sukkah, and then it goes from the pasul eschach goes from the south all the way across to the open area, and it is cutting your sukkah in two. Sheyesh lo shalosh defanos. We're dealing here with a sukkah that has three walls. Biarka, along its length. Bishir abar tvachim, humakum choshev, and this shir of four tvachim is considered a significant amount, and therefore it separates lahaflig velochot ben hadfanos. It separates the walls. Achein hadfanos moilos zulazu. Therefore the walls are no longer connected to each other halachically. Viniros kishtei sukkos. And now it looks like you have two sukkahs. One that has a wall half on the south and on the east, and the other one has the other half on the south and the other half on the west. It looks like you have shtei sukkos, uluchol achas rach shtei defanos, and each sukkah only has two defanos, because this pasul eschach that's four tefachim or longer separates and cuts us into two sukkahs. Dear Shifu number one reminds us what are the shiurim in our numbers for four tefachim. So he brings down the shiur from Chayiv Noah, which is a smaller shiur, and he says that that essentially is 8 centimeters per tefach. So if you have four tefachim, it will be four times eight. It's roughly 32 tefachim. Now even the Chazon Ish, who normally doesn't hold that, he holds a higher shear. The Chazon Ish's shear is normally that a shear of the Chazon Ish would be 58 centimeters to an amma. So it would be 58 divided by 6, somewhere in the area of 9.5 centimeters, as opposed to 8 centimeters to a tefach. So even the Chazon Ish, who has a larger shear, says for this din, for dinim daraisa, we have to go like the Reb Chaim Noah. Going Reb Chaim Noah Zatzal, we use his shiurim when we're dealing with the din daraisa. So if you have a 32-centimeter non-kosher schach separating the sukkah now into two separate parts, it ruins the sukkah. But if it's less than four tefachim, we said it doesn't ruin it. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Gimel. It's so good, even you're allowed to sleep underneath it. However, that's the Mechaber. He says, V'yesh poskim, there are those that disagree. And you can see this in the Shaar Tzion. Oz Dalit is the Raivin and the Ran. They say, the Af, even if you're dealing with the Pachos Mi'arba Tvachim, HaSukkah Ksheira, even though the Sukkah may be kosher, Mikomakom Tachas Oso Makom, underneath this area where you have the non-kosher schach, this 3.5 tvachim area, so you shouldn't sleep underneath that. Mikomakom tachas oso amakom also lishon. The lechon shouldn't eat or sleep over there. Unless, elam kein, oso amakom hu pachos mishlosh tvachim. If it's less than 3 tvachim, then it's not a problem, because then that's normal. You can't have a sukkah that just has 100% covered up schach and no spaces in between it. That would be called a roof, and that would be no good. So therefore, as long as the spaces are less than 3 tefachim, you can even eat or sleep under that, according to these machmirim, the Raivin and the Ran. And the Mishneh Berurah concludes, he says, Lachain yesh lahachmir lechatchila. He brings down the Chai Odom, that one should be machmir like this, more machmir opinion, lechatchila, if one can. Now, Dishu footnote number 2 brings down, in regards to the skonim shaschach omen aleim, the boards, the reeds that the schach is being supported on, and they themselves ain't kshem musichoch mipnei shelo hunchu l'shem tzeil. They were put up there to support the schach and not there for the purposes of schach themselves to provide shade. Shalisharet zion taught us in Simon Tov Reish Chavav she'af imheim ruchovim shlosha tvachim, even though they may be 3 tvachim wide, they wouldn't ruin it even according to the Machmir opinion here of the Ravid and the Ran. In Lahachmir, Shalol Sheves Tachtaim, you could sit underneath them. Why? They're not intrinsically possible. They just weren't put up there as Schach, and therefore there is Stodim to be Makel in this situation. Then he brings down, according to the Chazon Ish, Shestam, Legabe Gag, Shirochvo, Shlosh Tochim, Habolet, the Toch Halal Sukkah, Shemutta, Lishal Mitachtov, Nir Shalol Hichmir Klab, Shlosh Tochim, Sheet is a Ravid. The Chazon Ish wasn't at all Machmir like the Sheet of the Ravid, and he was Makel up until 4 Tochim. He didn't take into account this Machmir position of the Ravid and the Ran, which the Mishnah Berurah says ideally we should be Machmir for. Mechaber Kedinah said, that's when you have the 4 Tvachim in the middle of the Sukkah. But if the 4 Tvachim are on the side of the Sukkah, min hatzad, so that ain't no posel, ella bi arba amos, then, unless it's 4, no notes here, it's the feminine, arba, and therefore it's amos, unless you have 4 amos of board, that is posel eschach, metal board or something like that, then it would ruin it. But otherwise, we have a halach lemosh misinai, avapachos me arba amos. If at the side of the sukkah, let's say in my description over here, where you have east and west walls and a south wall. So the south wall, you have roof covering it, posel eschach, going out to 3.9 amos. So that is halachically a kosher sukkah still, as long as you have schach, that's at least the shear of a kosher sukkah. Beyond that, and it has the 3 walls, we consider this southern wall still a wall, even though there's a little bit less than 4 amma metal roof over there that's no good. Nevertheless, as long as it's pachos mi'arba amos kishera, because we have a famous rule known as dofen akuma. We mentioned it previously. I said we'd get to it in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis, and now we're at it. Damrinan dofen akuma. We have a slanty wall over here. We view this perfectly right angle wall. You have a wall going up on the southern side, and then you have the top part, which is a roof of 3.9 metal amos over here. That is considered a slanted wall. Dofen akuma, dahainu lomar. It's telling us, shonu roam, we view this right angle wall that is going up a wall and then horizontally 3.9 amos of metal ceiling. We view it kilu hakosel nekam. We view this as well as it's a wall. It's a right angle, but we view it halachically as if it's a wall, one single wall. And the wall can be made of metal, as long as you're not maimed the schach directly on top of it. And therefore we consider this posel schach as if it was a wall. And therefore, in this situation, it's called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma stretches out to up to 4 amos, as long as it's less than 4 amos. This top part of the right angle coming out from the wall is considered like wall. And therefore, it's as if you have a slanted wall, a dofen akuma. And this is v'dover zeh halacha l'mosh misinai. This is halacha l'mosh misinai, that this is an acceptable orientation of the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, and he says, Mashma l'chorah miloshen seh, it's based upon the language of the Mechaber over here, the davka kishadvonos magios l'schach. This is when the wall over here reaches to the schach. Avol, im ein adfanos magios l'schach, but if the wall doesn't reach the schach, there's a space in between it, then after b'yamalokap dino mezeh, even though normally we wouldn't be makbid on this, kidileel, b'simen tofer islam, as if this, as we've already previously learned, the chashvin on kilu magios l'malo ad eschach, we normally consider it that it's as if it's touching the schach, even though it's not, afilu hachi, nevertheless, here, b'nyaneinu, the yesh schach posel al esukah, here, yes, we call it dofen akuma, but it technically is made up of posel eschach, and we're only allowing it because of this halachic principle of dofen akuma, so we don't say lo aminan dofen akuma bazeh. If they're not touching each other, then if there's space in between them, we don't apply the principle of dofen akuma. Why not? So Dirush footnote number 3 brings down that we only say dofen akuma sheyechashiv haschach haposul kehemshech hadofen. That's when this posul haschach, i.e. the metal 3.9 amos of metal that you have there, is considered an extension of the wall. Sheev shaladuno kechelik me'adofen, shehiskaim b'sofa, when they're connected. But, ukiyesh hefsek avir b'emtza, yev shalomakeim. But how can you say they're connected if there's a space in between them of air? And therefore, that's why this is not considered halachli a dofen akum in this situation. That's the first opinion, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down to understand the Mechaber. But then he has Vayesh Omrim, he has a more makel opinion from, and you see in the Shaaretz Zion, Zayin the Taz and the El Yeraba, Da'afilu Einon Magiim Hadafonos L'Schach, even if they're not connected, it still is acceptable. Nami Aminan Roin Kilu Adofim Magiim Adlamala V'Nichpach. We view it as if the wall is going up and then it's bent over and it's acceptable. Why is that? Because halachically it's considered a wall, and therefore the wall and the schach don't have to be touching each other. Now, the issue for number four brings down that Stam Kidea Rishona, we paskin like this first opinion that they should be connected. He says that we paskin later on in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel like this first opinion. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, the Efshur, it's possible. And he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godim and the Bikur Yaakov, that you could be Mako like this opinion. The Efshur Hechid, the Min Hadafonos, Arasrach, Hupachos, Mishosha Tvachim. If the space that's there is less than three Tvachim, then even the Machmir opinion that we just brought down would say it's acceptable. The first day it would say it's acceptable. Huli Amal Yesh Lahokel, the Amrinu Lovud, the Dofen Akuma. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that we rely upon both of these principles of Dofen Akuma and Lovud combined together, even though they're both Halacha Moshe Misinai, two separate Halacha Moshe Misinai, they can be combined. That's the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. However, in the issue footnote number 5, he brings down that the Chazon Ish disagreed and said you can't use both of these principles. You can use one or the other, but not both together. And he says, according to the Chazon Ish, the sukkah would be psula. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shein Omrim Shtei Halochos Yachad. We don't apply two Halochos Moshe Misinai together. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, in Siv Katan Hey, V'imaschach L'malo, what about if the schach itself is not on a horizontal plane? It's on a slant, like our rooftops. Our rooftops aren't flat, they're on a slant, so the snow or the rain can slide off them. So what happens if your sukkah schach is like that as well? It's on a slant. So he says, even though this slant is 4 amos, so it's a significant incline, he brings down for the Magen Avraham that it's not going to possible it for you. Unless LMK Yesh Bimishlo Arbamos, unless it's also in its width 4 amos over this slant of 4 amos. And in the Shaaretz Zion Oz Tes, he continues, he says, Vuba din l'inyan psul dalat tvachim, b'yemtza sukkah din kain. Same halach applies in the middle of the sukkah, we have the dalat tvachim, we said it's no good. Shim omid bishipua, if the dalat amos is on an angle, it's on a slant, b'yesh bimishlo dalat tvachim, but during this slant, it still is 4 tvachim wide, bein otopis besukkah dalat tvachim, but in actual horizontal space, it is not Dalet Tvachim, Sheno Posel. The same idea he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov in the name of the El Yerabah is that you have to have in the horizontal plane this 4 amos for our din here or the 4 Tvachim for the din that we said previously. And therefore, in this situation, if it's not carried out over a distance of 4 amos, even though the Shipua is 4 amos, it would still be acceptable. And if it's slanted on the top, however, ulamata, where it comes to come near the walls, ulamata basomaklo, yesh korah, it has a kosher beam of schach, vimakorah yeh arba amos, and if that korah is arba amos, so alfa pish eno nimshoch hakorah mimenu shlosha tvachim, even though it doesn't go 3 tvachim in width, kivan, libagoa rochuk mimenu shlosha tvachim, aim it starfim. But since it is more than 3 tvachim away in the height, you can't combine the two. And in this situation, Shaaretz Zion in Os Yud tells us, V'lo amrin in Chavot Rami, we don't apply the principle of that you view it as being down, the schach is being down, Chavot Rami, and the principle of Lavud within 3 tvachim, Lahachmir. We don't apply both of these to be Machmir, just like we didn't apply them according to Chazon Ish to be Meiko, you can't apply them both to be Machmir as well. Now we continue with the Mechaber. Bottom line on Sadi Vav Amun Aleph, the Mechaber continues and says, Hilkoch, Bayis Shenivchas Biemsa. So imagine somebody wants to make a retractable roof in their living room. So he removes the middle part of his roof, and then he puts up the retractable roof with the sukkah over there. So Bayis Shenivchas Biemsa, Vesikech Bimkom HaPras, and he puts up Kosher Schach in the area that he removed his roof. Now, this is in the middle of his living room. He still has a wall and ceiling that are connected from the old house, the roof that was there. So that is extending a certain distance from the wall into the middle of the area where he's now putting up schach. V'nishar min ha-tikra soviv, and the wall, the ceiling that is surrounding the opening that you made, soviv bein schach kosher, laksolim pachos mi-arba amos. So you have ceiling that's left, it's 3.9 or less. It's less than 4 amos. So you have this hole in the middle of your ceiling, and the wall to the area of the hole, you have good ceiling there, not kosher schach, but good ceiling, but it's less than 4 amos, so then it's kasher, it's perfectly good. However, the Mechaber then says, Ein yishenim tachtov, you shouldn't sleep under that area, because man sheyesh bo arba tvachim. In that area, even though the sukkah is good, but underneath that 3.9 ceiling, which is not kosher ischach, you shouldn't sleep underneath that. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, quotes along what the Chayyim is telling us over here is, da'av da sukkah kulok sheri, even though this is a kosher sukkah, mikom makom also a makom underneath this actual hard ceiling, kim shu arba tvachim, hu makom kosher liatzmo, since it's more than four tvachim, it's a little bit less than four amos, certainly more than four tvachim, and therefore it is considered a separate entity by itself. Ein mizbatel gabei sukkah. We don't consider it subordinate, nullified, unrecognizable, so to say, towards the rest of the sukkah. But it is still a non-kosher part of this kosher sukkah. And don't sleep under it. Don't eat over there. Mishnah Berurah Simchat and Zayin tells us the afshar afilu im bifnim hasukkah ein bo kim shlosha tvachim. He says, what about if the open space that you have inside is only having a little bit of ceiling next to it? That little bit of ceiling next to it on the inside of the sukkah is only three tvachim, but it sticks out on the other side a tefach to make the total of four tvachim. Does that ruin it or not? So he says, "V'efshar afilu bifnim asukkah ein bo kim shlosha tvachim, v'tefach echad bo litzad chutz." Afilu hachi also leishiv tachdov. According to the Machmir opinion here, you shouldn't sleep under it, even if it's just four tvachim. But in this situation, sleep someplace else, eat someplace else. There's a lot further discussion about this in Dershu footnotes number 6 and 7, Ayin Shah. Mechaber continues and he writes, by medvar memurim, under what circumstances is this din taking place? That's besukah gedola sheish by yosu al-schach, posel, shiva tvachim al-shiva tvachim. That's when you still have intact in the sukkah, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim of kashur sukkah was kashur schach. So then you have all these dinim that we just said applicable. However, avo besukah ketana, if you have a very small sukkah that you've made, shein bo ela shiva shiva, it's exactly 7 by 7 tvachim. And now, bein be'emtza, bein min matzad, doesn't make a difference whether it's in the middle or it's on the side. And now you have, of this 7 by 7 tvachim, bishlosha tvachim, you have board, so then it's psula, then it's no good. But bepachas bishlosha, then it's ksheira, then it is good. V'yishenim tachtov, and you're allowed to sleep under that area, umitztarif lashel masukah l'kshir, and that goes towards making the kashura size of the sukkah, even though you technically don't have 7 by 7 perfectly good, but since it's less than 3 tvachim, we do view it as 7 by 7 kashura sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Ches, Eino meduktach is not being exact over here that it has to be 7 by 7. It could even be larger and it still would ruin it. Tafilu asukah machazech es tisha umechza, even if this was a 9.5 by 9.5. But if it has 3 tvachim of pasul schach, so then you subtract from the 9.5 or 9.9, 3, then you're going to be 6.9, 6.5. You're going to be less than 7. So then it's poselos chas sukkah. It's also going to ruin the entire sukkah. The issue footnote number 9 explains, v'maschach poshul b'shir shlosha tvachim b'sukkah ketana, eno nimtza b'makom echad. If this 3 tvachim is not all in one place, but it's a 1.5, let's say, on one side and 1.5 on the other side, so then the Chazon Ish says that it's still a perfectly good sukkah. And the reason why it's a good sukkah, if it's less than 3 tvachim and not a good sukkah, if it's 3 or more tvachim, kivan dekich shaklis leil apostle, leko hechsha sukkah. He brings up the Morgan of Ram, since if you were to remove this 3 that is no good, so then you're left with a 4 tevach by 4 tevach sukkah, and that's no good. However, he says the El Yerabba disagrees, ayin and the El Yerabba, which we can see in Dershu footnote number 10. Dershu footnote number 10 tells us, kosev, shekivan the El Yerabba writes, shekivan shaschach, HaKosher, Rochav Yosem Yabba Tvachim. Since you have Kosher Schach, that's a little bit more than 4 Tvachim of the 7 Tvachim, HaSukkah Ksheira, that makes it into a Kosher Sukkah. Shari Af Besukkah Shirochbo Enoel Shiva Tvachim. Because he says, if you have a Sukkah that's only 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, Dai Bekach Sheishba Yosem Yabba Tvachim Schach Kosher. As long as it's Rubo Kosher Schach, it's perfectly good. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. Sheschach posel she'eno rochav arba tvachim. As long as the schach posel is less than 4 tvachim, we brought this down early in the shir. Ve'en lamakum choshev liatzu. It's not considered something significant. Eino nechshev schach posel bi'etzem. He says it's not considered ruining the sukkah. Upsula b'sukkah ketana hu rak machmesh lamaisa choser shir schach kosher. It would only be possible if it was 4 tvachim because you don't have a shir of a kosher schach for the small sukkah. But if you have a kosher eschach, a 4 tvachim, it can combine with it to make it good. Albeit, the Chazon Ish concludes and he says, Tzarich in ladino, whether you can apply this lahakel, he says, maybe not. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes tells us that you could sleep under this ksheira of Yishenim Tachtov if it's less than 3 tvachim, because the kivan shu davermut, since it's a very small amount of it, choshev k'manda leisei, he brings that from the Taz, it's as if it is not there. The Sharatzion says, why don't you say lovud in Oskutin Yud Beis? So he says, because when you're dealing with an actual substantive thing, you can't apply lovud. Lovud is only applied for a space. With this, we conclude today's share.